This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Homes.com, we do whatever it takes to get you the in-depth info on local schools you won't find anywhere else. Things like student-teacher ratio, test scores, and school programs. And sometimes that requires attending school recitals. So many recitals.
That's my son. Isn't he terrific?
Yeah, a real prodigy. Homes.com.
Bing dong.
We've done your homework.
You've heard me talk about Samaritan, and today I get to tell you about an additional sharing option called Redeem HealthShare. It's everything we love about Samaritan, like the freedom to choose your providers and be in control of your healthcare, but with more program options to fit your budget and healthcare needs in a modern digital platform. There's an add-on feature to allow for a wider range of medical bills to be shared, including preventative, dental, vision, and routine care. Join the hundreds of thousands of fellow Christians and check out RedeemHealthShare.org today.
And we're back here on Encore Radio with our next guest, Chris Canetti. Chris Canetti's got a really important job, and hopefully we will see something very exciting come to the Houston area really soon. And that, what it is the World Cup of 2026. And I know you're thinking, well, gee whiz, that's so long and so far away. Well, guess what? There's a lot of work already being done to make sure that Houston is one of the host city. To tell us more about that, Chris Canetti, who is, in fact, leading this effort along with a well-known Houstonian, John Arnold, who's serving as chairman. So we're going to get a big update on the Houston World Cup bid. President is Chris Canetti. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, absolutely happy to have you here. And it's been so much fun to see you transition from the Dynamo coming over to the Sports Authority, leading this initiative. But for me, a real learning experience in terms of the economic impact of such a bid. So for folks who may not know much about the World Cup and what this means to Houston and this process, let's start out just giving them a big global overview of the World Cup.
Sure. Well, the World Cup is the world's largest sporting event, most prestigious sporting event. Mm-hmm. Sometimes as Americans, we think of the Super Bowl or the Final Four or even the Olympics as the world's biggest events, but it is indeed the World Cup. 3.5 billion people worldwide tuned in to watch the World Cup last year from Russia. So it's a massive event. We have an opportunity to host it here in Houston in 2026. And if indeed we're one of the lucky winners to host, then we'll have six matches here in the city, which would be, you know, the equivalent of having six Super Bowls in Houston over the course of about 30 days.
So that was 3.5 billion with a B.
Correct.
Viewers. And so for a lot of reasons, you can imagine this would bode very well for the city of Houston. And the three countries that have already been identified, right, to host are the United States, Mexico, and Canada. So that's a done deal. And now Houston is going through this bid process. Walk us through that. What's some of the work that you, John Arnold, and the committee are working on currently, and what's the plan?
So the World Cup's in 2026, as we mentioned. In approximately 2 years, they will announce the 10 cities in the United States that will be ultimately awarded as host cities for the United States. So over the next 2 years, we're working to put our best foot forward to showcase Houston as a city and put the best package in front of FIFA and the other decision makers so that we can win this bid. So basically, you know, we're trying to raise the profile of the World Cup and what it represents to our city. We need to generate a lot of momentum to get people behind us in supporting this bid. Sometimes it's financially. We need to raise some money as well. You know, we need to be lobbying and showcasing Houston as a city to the world governing body of soccer, FIFA, and showing them all the things that we have to offer. And also, we need to be doing what we can from our seat at the Sports Authority to support soccer in Houston, to make sure that we have lots of great success stories over the course of the next 2 years, so that when outsiders looking in on our city, they see soccer in a good light.
And that our community is supporting it and that we're going to fill those, you know, seats, right? So speaking of which, I know there's a really big match. It's very important because FIFA will be watching. So tell us about that match.
Yeah, that's right. Coming up on Tuesday, March 26th, the United States men's national team will be here in Houston to host Chile. Chile's one of the top teams in the country, and in the world.
Yes.
And it's just a great opportunity for soccer fans to get out and see a good match. The U.S. national team's under a new manager. Mm-hmm. They will have their top players in town as they prepare for this summer's Gold Cup.
Yes.
And again, as Houstonians, it's important that we get out and we support this game and we fill up BBVA Compass Stadium so that all the people on the outside looking in see Houston as a good soccer city. There was a U.S. national team game a few weeks ago back in another city where attendance wasn't so good. And it was very negative. So we need to avoid negative opinions of Houston and
very positive. So I know you're listening out there. We've got tons and tons and tons of soccer fans, a very big base of people, everything from young children to a very diverse community that's really very vested in soccer. So if you're listening, make sure you get tickets for that game. And again, it's around the corner. It's just about 5 weeks away. What's that date again, Chris?
Tuesday, March 26th.
Okay. It's during the week. So make your plans, you know, get your babysitting done, take your kids with you, figure it out, but let's fill up that stadium. Know that there's more information if you look this up on their website for details. Get those tickets. Bring your family and friends out. Let's fill up that stadium because at the end of the day, as mentioned, imagine us hosting six Super Bowls here in the city of Houston versus one Super Bowl. The economic impact trickles down to all of us from restaurants, hotels, etc. So we want this here, not to mention the publicity that helps us bring other big sporting events and conventions to Houston. Talk to us about that and how it helps our image, because I think we're still in many, very many ways, a great secret. Certainly the Super Bowl has helped us, the Final Four, and we are, elevating the image of Houston, but specifically what it would mean for Houston to be one of the host cities.
Yeah, we, as Houstonians, we all know that our city is fast rising and is up and coming as one of the great, global cities. And, you know, sports can really help push that forward. And I think hosting the world's most prestigious sporting event, the World Cup, will do wonders for really putting Houston's brand out there globally. Billions and billions of worldwide impressions. You know, like sports can really help elevate and put cities on a map. And I think that's one of the reasons why Mayor Turner has been such a great supporter of sports. He understands what it can do to win championships and to bring big events here and really boosting a city altogether.
Absolutely. And it's been great to see the elevated exposure that our city has had. I know recently we attended the sports awards that the Sports Authority put together. The caliber of the program, the attendees, all of those things bode well, again, for our city and for business. What are some of the things that make us, allow us this competitive advantage, if any, as we compete as one of the host cities?
We actually think we've got a great story to tell and a great package to put out there. When you look at Houston, we know we've got a great track record for hosting major sporting events. The Super Bowl, the Final Four, Copa America Centenario back in 2016. We've done wonders with big sporting events. We know we've got great facilities and infrastructure and NRG Stadium and BBVA Compass Stadium and airports and convention centers and hotels. You know, transportation. We also have, you know, tons of cultural attractions here in Houston, as we also know. And we're also, the country's most, ethnically diverse region. So that lines up great for the world's game. I've come up with this cheesy tagline calling it the perfect match, right? So,
because I learned it's not a game, it's a match.
It's a match, right?
I learned that.
So, we have a lot of things in our favor.
Yeah.
And, you know, we feel strong about what we can put out there. It's just a matter of telling this story, being aggressive and proactive, and really selling Houston.
Well, and having someone such as John Arnold step up to the plate to say this is important. And he has such a love and affinity for soccer. We've got some great leadership between your experience and his and some hires that you guys have strategically made. Tell us a little bit from his perspective what he think is going to be key to being successful with this bid.
Yeah, I mean, John is a great asset to our campaign and what we're trying to do. He's certainly One of the business and community leaders of Houston. And he's also a soccer fan. He's been to every single World Cup since 1994, which is a great advantage as well. So, it's important for us to have leaders like John on board, helping to, unite the community, especially the business community, and solidify our bid efforts. And, because again, I think one of the things that it will be important to FIFA is, having not grown up in Houston, but having lived here for 13 years and traveled the country, there's one thing about this city, and it's got an ability like none other to come together and make big things happen. So we need to really rally our city, show that kind of enthusiasm to FIFA, and I think John's going to play a big role in that.
And there's nothing bigger than the World Cup, so let's rally. First thing that we need to do is get our tickets for that match that's upcoming. Again, tell us one more time, Chris, when that match is and how they can get their tickets.
USA Chile, BBVA Compass Stadium, Tuesday, March 24th. We also have the Gold Cup coming this summer as well, so keep your eye out for that as it comes down the road. And also, Dynamo and Dash seasons are just getting underway, so we need to get out and support soccer in all facets.
There we go. And let's get this bid, and no one better to lead us than Chris Kennedy. Thanks for being here. Thanks for all you do. And the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is here to support this effort.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back with our next guest. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With a detailed agent directory you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Looking for a listing agent's contact info? We've got it. The agent with the most sales in your price range? Easy. Specialized agents with all the up-to-date info on your dream neighborhood? We'll know them. A Pisces who enjoys long walks on the beach? You've got other sites for that. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, it's Chad with the band Unspoken. We've all experienced how powerful it is when the church cares for each other. That's why I wanted to tell you about Redeem HealthShare. With rising medical costs, Redeem offers a more affordable way to care for your family. Their flexible programs and monthly contributions are designed to fit your budget. It's a Christ-centered community where members pray for each other and offer encouragement. And if you've been waiting for the right time to make a change, now's the time. Check it out. Call 844-REDEEM-0.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.